The Russian Revolution took place 100 years ago. The revolution ended a political system based on the leadership of a single person. It also led to the rise of the Soviet Union. A century ago, Russia's Tsar Nicholas II was forced to give up power because of a rebellion against his rule. It is known as the February Revolution because Russia used the Gregorian calendar for record-keeping purposes. Some Russians still defend the old system and its leaders. Some of them hope Russia will someday have a new Tsar. The Russian Revolution led to the creation of a provisional or temporary government. Months later, Bolshevik activists overthrew that government. That led to the rise of the Soviet Union and the spread of communism. World War I was taking place 100 years ago. Russia fought on the side of the Allies, which included Britain, France, and the United States. They were fighting the Central Powers, which included Germany, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire. In St. Petersburg, living conditions worsened as the fighting continued. Many Russians were unhappy with the corruption they saw. Tens of thousands of factory workers turned against the Tsar. Igor Savrasov is the director of the Kirov Factory Museum.
It was the third year of the war. There was not a big difference among the workers. There was a shortage of bread for everyone.
Wealthy families and supporters of the Tsar fled Russia, but some returned later to join the new government. Ivan Artsyshevsky teaches at the Center of Effective Communications.
I served in the Soviet Army, so I fully went through the system. In my family, we all believed in being with Russia, whether it's for good or for bad.
Artsyshevsky helped rebury members of Russia's last royal family. They were executed by the Bolsheviks.
As the result of the Soviet achievements, a huge part of our genetic pool was destroyed, and the selection was of negative character. So now we must correct it.
A group called the Russian Imperial House works to keep alive the memory of the Romanov family, Russia's former rulers. Alexander Zakatov leads the group.
We continue to stick to our monarchical convictions, and we continue to believe that monarchy for Russia is a historically natural mode of existence. Russia was a monarchy for more than 1,000 years before the revolution, which brought us a lot of misfortunes.
Zakatov admits that there is little support in Russia for the return of a ruling family. Few Russians mourn the loss of monarchical rule, but many still remember the Bolsheviks who seized power, the civil war that followed, and the Soviet system they established. I'm John Smith.